GR. Gerald GR, clear. Here, I should say.
Chief 10-4ZLK mobile.
Hey, Shane. 96 degrees out here. We're just running from Ingalls over to the Little Rebel. We wanted some ice cream salt so Bernice could make homemade ice cream tonight. And the native, they were sold out.
And it's probably a popular item this time of year.
Wait a second. Need to go to Walmart. Boy, I hate to go to Walmart this time of day. Arg.
Walmart any time of the day. Hello, Miss Bernice.
Say it again.
Hi, Shane.
She was a little quick on the trigger, I think, Shane. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I think I might risk it, but it'd have to be down in Taylor's, I guess, we're over that way.
You've had a good day. You gonna have ice cream at the Little Rebel or just gonna eat dinner?
Oh, I didn't even know they had ice cream there. I was just taking Bernice over there. We've been busy. Let me turn this radio down. Dang it. Sorry about that. We've been busy all day. We got a wire wheel from Lowe's the other day, and we brought it in and painted it. But first we tried to get the wrinkle out of that. It's a vinyl flooring that is where the car is parked in the garage, and it gets buckles in it. And you just can't get it out after a while. So Ben, ZEW, said get some epoxy paint and then sprinkle something on it. And it does a real good job. So I'll give that some thought. He says you just roll it on. And but there ain't no hurry. It's doing okay right now.
What? Those garage floor treatments are pretty much looks like most of it looks like the same thing, whether they're different companies or different brands or not, but it's whatever that hard epoxy is with the little sprinkle things you throw down for effect, I guess. More of a texture. I don't think it does texture. It's more about look, maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's more about looks. Oh, I got some of that sprinkle stuff. A guy gave it to us for the front porch one time. I never did use it. But he resurfaced the front porch while he was laying some concrete for us. But, we'll get her done down the line. We was just thinking about it today while we was painting that wire wheel. I don't want the termites to eat it real quick-like, so I thought some paint might keep them away.
You painted? Sounds like you're saying a wire wheel.
Yeah, I should have made myself clear. It's a spool that the wire is wound on. The big stuff, this had like a service entrance cable on it. And when they get done with them, if you're lucky enough to find one in the store, they'll usually give it to you. But they don't become available very often, Shane. And that was nice enough to... The manager was there, and he was nice enough to let me have it. The guy that worked there said no, but the manager said yes, and there was no argument to that then. Shane, sorry to cut you short, but we're at the Little Rebel, and I'll let you go. Mass consumables come first. Oh, and speaking of mass consumables and things like Saturday Night Live and that, they canceled that Jimmy Fallon, isn't it? Isn't that his name? Who was it?
Colbert.
Yeah. I used to listen to Saturday Night Live in the old days when it was decent, but it kind of went away from that. But Colbert, they just made it a political show, and I don't like that on a comedy show, whether it's one or the other, so... glad to see him go, anyways. And he's a multimillionaire, so he ain't gonna miss it. Take care, Sam. Be safe out there. Have a good day, the rest of it. In 4ZLK, in 0TR.
That news. The late show. That was David Letterman started that, I think. Or at least had it for years, and then he took it over. Anyway, you and Bernice have a good day. Enjoy your mass consumables. We'll talk to you later. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Yeah, you know, Letterman was all right, but Johnny Carson was the best. Most people don't remember him. See you later, Shane. N0TR, clear.
4NQT.
4NQT, N4ZLK. Name here is Shane. I'll be here for a few minutes.
This radio out for a while, little handheld Motorola, and see if I can still hit some repeaters here.
You got part of it. I heard you say Motorola hadn't had it out in a while and wanted to hit the repeaters, but the first part was cut off.
581 here in Anderson, Saluda, North Carolina. So I was involved in an accident, so I've been recuperating and kind of forgot about my radio.
About that. You're a little scratchy, but you'll probably get better as you come along there and get closer to the mountains. But sorry to hear about the accident. Hope you recuperate well. And safe travel to you now. I'm working. I'm actually in the work vehicle, and I got to pull over here and swap out the trailer. So I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to come back to you.
Hey, Pat, 732, and good talking to you.
And hope you recover quickly if you're still recovering. KN4NQT, I believe. Hope I got that right. N4ZLK mobile.